Have you tried CTC math yet with your child? Here's a testimonial from another happy homeschool mom. Amber said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with CTC math. It's a rare find that I've used with my children for more than 5 years now. I have 6 children using CTC math, and each child has found it easy to navigate and very applicable. I love seeing them enjoy this math program and grow in their mathematical journey. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in providing quality math lessons for my children. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am back with Cindy West from Our Journey Westward, and we are talking about game schooling. And this is a fun topic to be talking about because it's one of those things that in our homeschool day, we can kind of break up our day and kids can really actually learn a whole lot through the playing of games. And so if you missed part one, go back and listen to that. We aired part one on Monday. But today I want to continue talking about some of the great benefits of game schooling. And you'd mentioned this in the last one, but you were talking about family relationships. And this is really a great way to build relationships between parent and child and between siblings. So can you talk a little bit more about that and how the playing of games really can build those relationships and make them stronger?
Sure. So let's talk about families first. Just the mere fact that mom and or dad are sitting and playing games, because, you know, typically during the homeschool day, mom is or somebody is probably going to play with them, especially if it's for an academic purpose. You don't have to, but likely you will be. Or if you decide, you know what, we want a family game night on Friday evenings and we will throw some educational things in there. The mere fact that everybody's there together and you're having fun and you're laughing and you're a little bit competitive with one another, sometimes as they get older, beginning to talk a little bit of smack, it just becomes a fun event for everybody. And those are memories that your children will never, ever forget. But then as far as sibling relationships go, what a great opportunity to promote what we talked about in the last episode of some graciousness between everyone when someone else is winning or losing. You know, both ends need to be gracious at that point. But my kiddos, because we had a game culture, and I say had because, you know, I'm picturing all of us playing together. My two oldest have graduated at this point. So Eli and I still play games and we still have family game nights. But I'm thinking now about the sibling relationship. So we had such a culture of game schooling that they would even pull out games when it was time for me to be done for the day. And we had maybe a busy afternoon or something. So they were building family relationships amongst themselves over a game because games were so much fun to them.
Yeah, they are. And I feel like that really does give them an opportunity to learn to be gracious to one another, to share with each other. You know, as we talked about before, if one loses and one wins, which is always the case, someone loses, someone wins, you know, just being kind to one another. And, you know, sibling rivalry is a really big thing, I think, with most homeschool families, because we're sinful people. You bring two people together day in and day out. And sometimes it's hard to get kids to get along with one another. Yeah. And so I feel like games are, you know, they can cause conflict, but I feel like it's a way, like you said, to just build memories and to be able to have something that belongs to your family. It's kind of like, you know, read aloud books. When you have a book that your family reads together, it's kind of this like, you know, in like an inner circle thing that nobody else really understands outside of your family. But you can quote lines from the book, or if it's a movie, you can quote lines from the movie, that just your family gets, you know, and games can be the same way where you just have this thing that you do together as a family and building those memories. That's so important.
One other thing I thought about with the sibling relationships, if you have one, you said something, and I don't remember what you said, but if you have one that is constantly the winner, they're older, they just are really super sharp or something, I would say sometimes switch into games of chance where that person has no option to necessarily use their critical thinking skills or whatever else that they might, you know, they're in fifth grade and someone else is in second grade to always win, because the younger people, the slower people, the people who don't think as fast on their feet, they need an option to win sometimes too. And that doing some games of complete chance will allow for that and keep some of that sibling relationship at bay.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Conflict
at sure, yeah. sure. Yeah, that's a great idea. So off the top of your head, can you think of some games that would be good in that situation?
Oh, goodness. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry is very much a game of luck. Really, a lot of your card games like Uno and Skip-Bo, there's going to be a little bit of skill involved, but it's also a lot of a luck of a draw.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to think of some others. Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a little bit of skill. Do I make this decision or do I make that? But it's very much what dice are you rolling, right? So those are just some off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah. And you have an incredible list on your website. We will link to that in the show notes. But you have a great list that you have broken up into different subjects that talk about different games that you can use with those different subjects to learn those. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about those. Can you kind of break up for me what different subjects you can teach by using games, and then maybe some of the games that come to mind that are helpful in doing that?
I sure can. Yeah. In fact, I wrote myself a little list so I wouldn't not know what to say. So you can teach almost any subject at all. So math, language, arts, science, history, geography, logic, specific logic things, Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can teach all of these. So let's just cover a couple for each thing. With math, obviously your Monopoly, your life, anything that involves any kind of money, mm-hmm. any kind of counting. There's one called Sum Swamp. I wrote down one that you might not know about called Doubles Wild.
Oh.
And it is actually a coordinate graphing game. So you roll dice, and one of those dice becomes your X coordinate and the other becomes the Y, and then you find your little spot and you put your marble in and you're trying almost like a tic-tac-toe.
Oh,
but
wow.
Based on what you roll with coordinate graphing. Isn't that fun?
Fun.
Yeah. Language arts, of course, you said Scrabble. I had that one written down. Scattergories is a fabulous.
Oh.
Yeah. It's vocabulary.
Yeah.
It's spelling. It's quick thinking. There's a cute game called In a Pickle, which uses vocabulary, and you have to be very creative because you have to put another word on that is bigger than the word that someone else laid down. And so you're building this line of things that would fit into other things. It's challenging. It's really challenging, and people can argue back and forth saying, you're going to have to explain that to me. So you've got some logic and debate in there.
Nice.
Science. I love the Quick Picks animals. Somebody, that's two words. It teaches human anatomy on a basic level.
Mm-hmm.
Herd Your Horses, because we have lots and lots of kids who love horses. That's a fun game for our horse lover kids for science. History, Made for Trade is a really popular one. I love the brain boxes, and I put the World History brain box is the one we have in love, but the brain boxes are great for pretty much. You can find those on all different kinds of topics.
Okay.
And Classical Historian, they put out Go Fish games based on medieval history, ancient history, modern history. They are super duper fun to play. Do you want me to keep going?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Geography, Scrambled States of America. Again, the Quick Picks, they have a geography model. A geography one that, teaches different areas of the world. So you're looking at a country and you're saying, okay, I've got that one. It's Southeast Asia. And so you're learning different geographical areas of the world. That one's super fun. And then Ticket to Ride, of course, that's a famous one.
Yep, I love that game.
Fun. Oh, it's so much fun. 10 Days in the USA were the ones we started with that kind of remind me of Ticket to Ride.
Okay.
Just a little bit different flavor. Those are also excellent. Bible. So Bible Brainstorm is, it's kind of this game where you choose cards, and some of the cards you might have to draw, you might have to act things out, you might have to, and you might have to answer a trivia question. So it kind of touches on lots of different learning abilities. The Bible gesture is super fun. There is a really hard one called The Life of Christ, and you kind of have to know your New Testament really well to progress in that game.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then specific, like very specific towards logical and critical logic and critical thinking and problem solving, Zoologic, Cat Crimes, Dog Crimes, Rush Hour, those are using your logic skills hard. And then your typical games like Mastermind, Blockus, and Quirkle as well. So those are just some that I wrote down. You can go to any game store, any game shelf at any store, and probably pick out something that would go with every single subject of that you teach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or several games, you know, pick out one for math and one for, because they're everywhere.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
We are back with Cindy talking about just all the different games that we can play to learn different subjects in school. And you mentioned Ticket to Ride. That is my one of my new favorite games. Codenames too. That's a really fun one. Do you play Codenames?
Love it. Yes, I started playing that one with a logic class that I had at co-op.
Okay.
Because it works great for a bunch of people.
Yes.
Love that game.
That is such a fun game. It's not super fun to play with only a couple people. You need to play it with a big group, but it's a really fun game. One of the things that I struggle with, and I would love just your take on this, is when playing games, oftentimes I'm one of those people who gets really overwhelmed when I have 5 pages of instructions. And so I shy away from it sometimes because I'm like, well, the game sounds like fun. It looks like fun. I've heard it's a great game. And then I open it up and I'm like, oh, I don't even like want to figure out how to play this. So I have found a trick, and I'm curious to know if you do this yourself or if you're one of those people who actually reads through the instructions. YouTube is amazing. And there are a couple of different YouTube channels that show how to play these games. I'll link to one. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it's this one guy, and he plays all these games and shows you, he's really fun in the way that he explains it. But that's how we learned to play Ticket to Ride and Codenames both, because I was like, especially Ticket to Ride. That one was really confusing when we first got it. But yeah, it's really fun. So I'll go on YouTube and I'll watch them play it and have them explain to me exactly how to play it. And I like that much better than.
Well, I do too. And for both of those games, that's exactly what I did, because I did open both of those and I thought, oh dear. Although I do have at least one kiddo in my house who doesn't mind to read through the directions and figure it out. So either YouTube or that person.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit back and wait to be told how to play.
Right. Well, it's great because when you watch it on YouTube, then you can always go back to the instructions and kind of refresh, like, oh, wait, if this happens, what do I do here?
Exactly.
And then you can just answer that one question, but you already know what you're doing with the game.
Exactly.
I'll put that link in the show notes for that one specific channel that I have found that I really like.
I know the man you're talking about. He's wonderful. I don't know his name though.
Yeah. He wears glasses and it's videos are very well done. I really enjoy what he's done, and he's very clean. I haven't ever heard him use,
I haven't either.
Profanity vanity or anything like that. So, so as we're talking through some of the benefits of game schooling, and as I was thinking about this, we recently did an episode on love on 1 Corinthians 13. And in that episode, we were also talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And again, just thinking through those things, like this is such a great way to display love to one another and to display the fruit of the Spirit. Because as you think through it, you know, love, joy, peace, patience. Oh my goodness. I mean, sometimes you have to really use a lot of patience when it comes to playing games. There are so many great emotional benefits and relational benefits to playing games. But in addition to that, game schooling is really good for the brain. And I know you touched on this a little bit, but you are one who's really studied the brain quite extensively and how the brain works. And so I would love you mentioned in, I think it was in episode one. You did in the first episode, you mentioned about, about the higher order of thinking skills. But talk a little bit more about the brain and training the brain and how playing games and game schooling can play into that.
Okay. So there are some very functional skills that we have to have to live, do, think in this world. And some people struggle with those. So five main ones are attention, and then memory, processing. So your visual processing and your auditory processing. And that would be like, the speed at which you think through your eyes and through what you hear, through what you see and what you hear, comprehension, and then logical thinking. Those are all functioning skills that need to be working well to comprehend, to think, and to act on what comes before you, whether that's mom has given me a direction, what in the world did she say? Or this textbook has a chapter that I'm supposed to read. Now I have no idea what it said after I've read it three times. Or how do I answer the questions because I wasn't paying attention? Or the pretty, pretty bird just tweeted out the window. How do I keep my mind focused on what's before me? So those functioning skills can really, really, really be improved through specific games that train each one of those things. So there are specific games that train your attention, how to stay focused on something. Your memory, your working memory, like I've got to in a game of memory, for instance, I need to remember which cards were turned over so that I can then go and make matches. That's called working memory. You're remembering while you're also working. Your comprehension of just really anything, any book that you read, any direction that you hear. And so games, if you think about it, almost any game is going to train at least one of those things well, but there are some specific games that train those beautifully. So, one that a lot of you might be familiar with is Spot It.
Oh, yes.
Spot It's a game you can play with a three-year-old, but you can also use it to specifically help train attention because you have to be paying specific attention to all the cards at once or the other people are going to beat you. Memory. You have to remember what's on your card as you look to the card to try to make your match. Attention, memory, what was the other one I said? Oh, processing. Of course, processing. You have to be able to process what you see on your card and do that quickly to process on the card that you're looking at to try to be the person to process first to get the card, right? Comprehension, maybe not so much in that one. Logical thinking, maybe not so much in that one. But that one game is a little powerhouse of a game to help those kids who specifically have a little trouble paying attention or remembering things, or their processing speeds are a little bit slow.
Okay.
So yeah, I teach whole workshops on this. I actually took a workshop on this that was an entire day's worth of information. So, I mean, this is big, 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 powerful stuff with a lot behind it. So we could talk for a really long time, but, just know that almost any game you play will help strengthen those things. So beyond the relationships, beyond the character skills that we learn by playing games, we're also strengthening the brain. Even if it's not necessarily an academic subject,
right?
We're still strengthening those functioning skills.
Yeah, that is such a fun way to homeschool. Like, I just want to go play games from now on.
Well, people who do specific brain training, mm-hmm. they literally, they'll have a kiddo come into their office because it's occupational therapists mm-hmm. or different types of therapists who will do this. And they'll have a kiddo come in and they will literally just play game after game after game for an hour. And then they will tell you as the parent, do not expect much more from this child today, because we literally did a full on workout.
Wow.
Like if you had done a hard workout for your muscles for the last hour.
Yeah.
So, and it, what it does is it's building neurons, brain connections from left and right. So, I mean, you've got a brain injured child or one with some autism tendencies or just, it works really cool.
Wow. Thing. Wow. That's yeah. amazing. Okay. I want to keep talking about this. We're out of time for this episode, but let's come back again tomorrow. And I want to talk some more about brain training and how games can help with that and what the brain does in the midst of playing games. So thank you again, Cindy, for joining me today. We will be back tomorrow. And thank you guys for listening today. Please share this episode with friends and family who you know will be encouraged by it. And go grab some games. We will put links to a bunch of these games, and I will actually put a link to Cindy's website because she has tons of games all categorized perfectly and beautifully for you. You even have pictures of the games.
I do.
I love that because I'm a super visual person, so I want to see what the game looks like. But we'll put those links in the show notes so you guys can go take a look at that. But share that with your friends and join us again tomorrow. We will continue talking about this. Thank you so much, Cindy. We will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.